Couple places went to recently is Out of the Blue. I don't know if we talked about this last time. I don't think we did, but it's a Sicilian seafood place in Davis Square. And it's a little like Pescatore, which we went to.
Loved it.
Yeah, great place. Hmm. A lot of shellfish. You know, you have scallops, you have shrimp, crab, lobster, and they have calamari, too. The calamari is one of the best I've tried anywhere. And this is kind of it's in Davis Square. It's kind of a hidden spot. It's fairly quiet. People don't really know about it, even though it's been there a while. And it's just a lot of Italian and Sicilian seafood. The scallops with red sauce are incredible. And they do have some stuff for people who don't like seafood, like chicken parmesan, which is really good, too. But it's a great little place, and if you've never had Sicilian food, it's definitely Sicilian food is up there with Portuguese food, in my opinion, for some of the best cuisine in the world. Definitely worth getting to. And finally, not a restaurant, but...
Wait, you already said finally on the last one.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, well, one more finally.
All right, good.
Finally. As everyone cheers out there. Or jeers, I don't know which. Spinelli's Pasta and Pastry Shop in East Boston, which is a banquet hall. And there's one in Linfield, too. A lot of people have gotten married up there. But the one in East Boston, which also is a banquet hall, they have a pastry shop within the building. And a lot of the locals go there. They go over there for cookies and cheesecake. And they have Sicilian pizza, arancini, panzerotti, which is kind of this fried, cheesy potato. It looks like arancini, but it's potato and cheese, basically. So can't go wrong with that. And they also have house-made pasta there that you can take home and some pre-made stuff, you know, eggplant parm, lasagna, etc. And it's, you know, it's your basic but really good pastry shop. And people think of Spinelli's as a function hall, but it's definitely more than that. And I guess that's about it for now.
You sure?
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about where we're going tomorrow night, but I don't want people to know where we're going.
Well, I got to say, you know, we do this a lot on Saturday mornings, and we always complain, tongue-in-cheek, that it's really hard because you make everybody hungry.
They do.
It's worse now because it's like 5 o'clock on a Friday night. Yeah. This is just despicable. I'm starving now.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
Oh, I'm going somewhere, but not till 8.
Oh, okay.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. And I have no... I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. I don't think I'm going out to eat.
I'm looking at that sign over there. No food or drink anywhere in Studio A. No water, no soda, no gum. Seriously.
I know.
So I'm out of luck.
And Lakash's is around the corner. We could get Sicilian pizza and bring it in here. But
yeah, but it's pouring out.
It's pouring.
We're not doing anything like that.
So forget about it.
Oh, forget about it.
So we'll play music.
All right, we're not going to let you off that easily because you said, hey, Mike, can I play 5 songs that are new noise? And I said, sure.
So yeah, we're going to do some new noise. We're going to do 5 songs that have come out over the last... It's weird. A lot of these songs have come out. They're all of a sudden they're hot on the radio, but some of them they've been around for several months, but they're just starting to get played as singles too off of albums that have come out from, you know, a year ago. But
you're really liking this Harry Styles record, huh?
Oh boy! You know, I listened to the whole album again yesterday, and everyone's talking about Sign of the Times. Hmm. I mean, I'm hearing from people who are saying that they can't get it out of their head and they don't know what to do. They just they're trying to just listen to other music to get out of their heads, but they can't. But that's not the best song on the album. This song that's coming up is really good, and the rest of the album is fantastic. And this is he's from One Direction, who, you know me, I don't listen to One Direction.
I used to think that.
But I'm definitely listening to Harry Styles, and definitely worth getting the album. It's fantastic.
So this is, the album is called Harry Styles.
Yep. And we're not supposed to say the name of the song, are we?
Oh, pshaw. Please. Go for it.
Yeah, I'll let you say it.
All right.
I'm not putting you on the spot.
Starting the 5 song set of new noise, all from Mr. Hurwitz. This is from the Harry Styles CD. And this one's called Two Ghosts, brand new at WMFO, Medford.
Same lips red, same eyes blue, same white shirt, couple more tattoos. But it's not you, and it's not me.
so sweet, looks so real. Sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. Light washes this room white. The moon dances over your good side. And this was all we used to need. Tongue-tied like we've never known. Telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say what we really mean. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. Just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We don't see what we used to see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. I'm just trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. Ooh.
So if you're looking for some bad news, you can find it somewhere else. Last year was the son of a bitch for nearly everyone we know. But I ain't fighting with you down in the ditch, I'll meet you up here on the road.
Has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFM Milford.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bleeding
WMFO, Medford, 5:22 in the afternoon. How you doing, everybody? Mike on the mic here with Mark Hurwitz and Les Hurwitz. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi. Hi. Good evening. It's almost evening.
It's almost evening.
Getting there.
Yep. So we just played a set of five songs that are all brand new. And Les, you were asking some pertinent questions there. Sort of like, they sort of sound like throwbacks. So they sound like, you know, what once was old is new again.
You know, what strikes me, because I understand nothing about this. You know, Arthur Rubinstein was asked by Robin, the guy's name.
You forgot a name?
Years and years ago, he asked about, what do you think of music of today? And Rubinstein said in his dialect, from 1950, I know nothing. So I feel pretty much the same way. But my reaction to what I have just heard is the process that goes on in music, and that is powers that go back to make sure that some of the basic, more important styles remain alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're brought back.
And no pun intended.
And there's no recessiveness at all. Nothing recessive about what I heard.
Nope, and you said, you know, styles, and no pun intended, but the first one was by Harry Styles. And during that you said, is he influenced by the Beatles? I mean, because you can hear it, and it's not surprising to anybody, is it, that anybody would be influenced by the Beatles.
Well, we were talking about this on Facebook yesterday. I don't know if you know Dan Kennedy from Northeastern.
Just from your conversations.
Yeah, he's a big music person. And if you're listening, hello, Dan. Probably out for a run. Hopefully not running too much because of the rain. But we're all talking about the Beatles because of the big, you know, 50-year anniversary and all that and how influential they were. But yet, if you listen to their albums or their singles, for that matter, you know, to many of us, there are better bands out there or more interesting bands. Some of their music has aged a bit, but they still remain hugely influential. And you could hear that in some of these songs here, including Harry Styles, of course.
Yep.
Sounds like mid-era Beatles, you know, Revolver and Rubber Soul.
Yep.
But there was a method to my madness. All those songs are new, but all of them are also songs that you could almost here in the if this were the 60s or early 70s, they would kind of fit into that era too. So yeah, what goes around comes around. It's all returning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be a theme that I'll probably do at some point, but we're talking originally about another theme, bands that influenced other bands today. And I almost got going in this because of a song that Enyi played. You know, Enyi, of course.
Yeah, Marxian Radio.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It wasn't Enyi. Enyi and I were talking about this. I heard it on another station, and we were talking about the song Rock and Roll Stew by Traffic from, I don't know, early 70s.
Yeah.
And if you close your eyes and listen to Rock and Roll Stew, and you don't know it's Traffic, you're going to say it's the Black Keys. It is so much like the Black Keys, which is one of the biggest bands out today.
Exactly what we're talking about.
And that's what's going on here. So the Harry Styles song, which was called Two Ghosts, it's like a mix of the Beatles and John Mayer. I mean, that guitar is just absolutely John Mayer.
Yeah.
You know, if I may, just to give you an idea of the power of this sort of thing, of the revival of really important aspects, I was once asked when I was at Longy to do a radio program on a Russian mystic by the name of Alexander Scriabin. And the reason that the director asked me to do that, and I do have a recording of the program if you'd like to hear it sometime, where I played the music of Scriabin on the piano. Scriabin was a 19th century, he died in 1915, but he straddled both the 19th and 20th centuries. And the reason that this was brought up, the reason I was asked to do this is that all of the universities and colleges that had music schools in Boston at the same time were thinking about this mystery man Scriabin, and it just happened to work out at the same time. Everybody was interested in something that had happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah. I mean, again, all of these songs you can hear an influence. For instance, the song after Harry Styles, that was a band called Lord Huron, the song The Night We Met, which is getting so much airplay right now. It is every station, every hour, you're hearing this so much. It came out of nowhere. And Lord Huron's an indie band from LA, kind of a folk rock band. But boy, you hear a lot. You hear, well, we were talking about Traffic. You hear a lot of Traffic in there. You almost hear a little bit of the folksy version of, you know, Led Zeppelin 3. You know, it's just great stuff. And that song, boy, that song has legs. I mean, you're going to be hearing that all summer, which is great because I've always loved Lord Huron, but, you know, they've been around 5 years and they really haven't gotten traction yet. But this is it for them. So next song was by Foy Vance, who's one of my favorites who people don't know about, and I wish they did because he's not really made it big in this country either. He's
big and Casey Musgraves was with him on that track, who Something About the Women plays a lot here.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And again, you don't hear either of them that much in America, which is too bad. But Foy Vance, he's in his early 40s. He's kind of a latecomer. He started out 5-6 years ago. And he's so into the whole Van Morrison sound. But he kind of took a little turn with this, with a song called Moonshine. It's a brand new song. It's not off any record yet. I think it's off a movie soundtrack.
Soundtrack from Live by Night.
Yeah. And it'll eventually be on a record, but the record's not out yet. But even though he's from Northern Ireland, that sounds like Muscle Shoals or, you know, a little bit of Louisiana there, Cajun music, gospel music. And he's one of the best ones out there, but again, you're not hearing him much on the radio. And that song is not on the radio at all. So I hope it gets some airplay.
Mm-hmm. And next is one of our all-time
Jason,
favorites.
Jason Isbell from the Drive-By Truckers. And he's one of those guys who, Drive-By Truckers were pretty big, but Isbell is having this huge solo career.
Mm-hmm.
Stockholm really put him on the map. And now there's this new song. It's called Hope the High Road. You know, he went through a pretty bad divorce, I think, a year or two ago. And that album, it was all about the divorce. And now he's... this album, you know, this song, it's kind of about him getting back on his feet a little bit, and but there's so much emotion there, and again, he's got a little of the Muscle Shoals sound going there. So Muscle Shoals sound is great, you know, it's been around forever, and that southern rock sound that is just, it'll never die. It just sounds terrific.
He's so good.
You know, there's an example, if I may. That it's almost frightening when you think about what I've been listening to in terms of what you guys are talking about. In the middle of the 19th century, an Austrian composer, very well known, Franz Schubert, wrote something called Gretchen am Spinnrad, which means Gretchen at the spinning wheel. And 100 years later, the Beatles came up with Eleanor Rigby, and they're both exactly the same person.
Oh, right, yeah.
And someday, maybe I could do this on the air here so that you can hear an example of what you guys have
done. That's such a great idea.
I think that'd be terrific. Definitely. Okay. Maybe the next show.
Yeah, well, see, Eleanor Rigby in the Beatles era was a woman, problems, loneliness, sitting at the at her spinning wheel, reminiscing about lost love and sort of thing. Word for word, almost the same kind of thing. And perhaps the Beatles didn't even know who Schubert was.
Maybe not.
So the power of music, it's an all-encompassing reality. So I'll shut up now. I just wanted to bring that up.
Could be a future show.
Yeah, I love that idea.
So we ended with Michael Kiwanuka.
We did.
You know, can't really spell his name or pronounce it that well.
You did well.
Yeah, thanks. He's from England. I think he's from London. He's been around a while. And that song was called Cold Little Heart off his new album, which I believe is called... you know, there's another song off that album. It escapes me right now, but it's a new album. And both songs are terrific. And he's just, you know, he's a young guy, but his voice sounds old. He sounds world-weary. You know, kind of sounds a little like Marvin Gaye, a little bit like the lead singer from The Commitments, or maybe Sam Cooke.
Yep, and I get that too. And I didn't know much about Michael Kiwanuka, and because of this show, I do. Because people that listen had requested this, including Bob Angel and Michael Costa, for whom we're playing the first song of the new set. But yeah, I mean, what a great artist.
Well, the music and his voice is timeless. It's almost like a... someone once talked about Jerry Garcia's voice in The Dead, how it's almost, I think Elvis Costello said, it's like a black and white picture, like a 150-year-old photograph. That's how his voice is. And Kiwanuka's voice is a lot like that, where it's just this timeless voice. And again, world-weary, and he's got quite a future. Yep. He really does.
All right, well, terrific set and terrific conversation, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so it's 5:32 in the evening. We're here till 6. So we're going to play a bunch of freeform, and Our sets always start with New Noise. I had a request again for the New Noise. The aforementioned Michael Costa wanted to hear something from the brand new album from Royal Blood called How Did We Get So Dark? And this is a great track off there. Thanks, Michael, for the request, called Hook, Line, and Sinker. It's WMFO, Medford.
Ah! that blues thing, we're going to play this old Bobby Bland song for you. Actually, it's a T-Bone Walker song.
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Time that
back, baby, got your back. If you love me, get on my back.
WMFO Medford, just about 6 o'clock p.m., maybe a minute before that. It's Mike on the mic here with Mark and Les Hurwitz. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
It was a fun 2 hours.
Absolutely. We'll do it again on a Saturday morning.
What a perfect way to end the show. Wow.
That was awesome. That was our friend Michael Scott Stewart in Tilt City. That's right. Boy. Mike Stewart, who books all the bands here and is in the Brigands and all that stuff. Yeah, that's Mike's band. Thanks for the request, Mike. Appreciate that. And then I had two songs that were kind of inspired by the weather. One from Sting, Heavy Cloud, No Rain, that was live at Irving Plaza, a 2011 remix from a Best of 25 Years CD, the Allman Brothers. Before that, live at Fillmore East, 1971 vintage. That was the wonderful Stormy Monday. The Dandy Warhols before that, from 1997's The Dandy Warhols Come Down. That was Boys Better. Tragedy, Andy Gibbons' Warning.